Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan is running for a second term.
Since taking office in 2010, I refused to accept a city-owned vehicle, streamline my department's operations, and modernize property tax and parking ticket collections.
The ancient order of Hibernians Hall in Albany was the backdrop Saturday as state and local leaders joined the first-term Democrat in a well-executed production leading up to her finally revealing her intentions. First Ward Common Council member Dorcia Pleers served as MC during the upbeat presentation.
She is a leader who doesn't seek accolades for doing the right thing. She is caring and thoughtful. She is a great mayor, but most importantly, a great person.
Sheehan's announcement came days after Albany was awarded $12.5 million in state aid to plug a budget shortfall. This time, the money is not a spin-up against future funds. One by one, fellow Democrats like Common Council President Hopeful Corey Ellis, County Executive Dan McCoy, and Congressman Paul Tonko took turns on stage praising the mayor for bringing that $12.5 million home.
Getting that $12.5 million of aid is unprecedented.
And I have to tell you, I'm impressed, too, the fact that she got $12.5 million out of state government.
The $12.5 million is now coming forward to the capital city. That's academic leadership.
Current Council President Carolyn McLaughlin, who Sheehan will face in the September Democratic primary, was not fazed by the move.
It was no surprise to us that she announced that she was going to run. I assumed that she was waiting until she heard on the budget.
Sheehan insisted timing of her announcement was not tied to the cash.
We had this planned and scheduled, so whether or not the budget had passed, we were going to move forward and make this announcement.
U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand made a cameo appearance in a video pitch backing Sheehan's reelection bid.
When it comes to standing up to Donald Trump and fighting his proposed cuts, I need partners like Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Cities like Albany will bear the brunt of Trump's devastating cuts. Cuts to affordable housing, seniors, mentoring and after-school programs, protections for the LGBT community, and job training. For the past 3 years, Mayor Sheehan and I have worked side by side because of our shared belief that public service can improve lives in communities like yours.
Taking the stage, Sheehan discussed Albany's diversity.
We are a city where 1 in 4 of our residents lives below the poverty level. And many struggle just above that poverty level. Sometimes day to day, not knowing how they're going to keep the lights on. 31% of us are African American. 9% are Latino. We have a growing Asian population. 9% of our residents under the age of 65 are disabled. Nearly 12% of our residents were not born in the United States. And in nearly 16% of our households, a language other than English is spoken at home.
The mayor added, more than half of us are women. She acknowledged the LGBT community and referenced the number of religious faiths represented throughout the city. Sheehan walked the gathering through what she said are some of the many highlights of her first term, including law enforcement-assisted diversion as part of the community police initiative, restructuring the city budget, lobbying for additional state aid, developing an equity agenda, engaging marginalized communities, transforming neighborhoods like Sheridan Hollow and Park South. And Sheehan noted there's much more work to be done.
The overwhelming majority of the people who live in the city are concerned about whether or not they will have a voice in Washington. They are concerned that they will face increased discrimination, the loss of health care, the dismantling of a safety net. I want to assure them that they will absolutely have a voice in me.
Sheehan clarified once more that Albany is a sanctuary city. To win a second term, Sheehan will need to get through the pivotal primary against McLaughlin and 15th Ward Councilmember Frank Commisso Jr., and, as in the 2014 election, could face at least two opponents representing other political parties come November. The mayor has named former Assemblymember Jack McEnany and City School District of Albany Board Member Vicki Smith as her re-election campaign co-chairs. Additionally, she untapped Steve Napier as campaign manager. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.